dawn of civilization, down through the ages of weary advance, the questing, eager face of mankind has turned again and again to the light, up to the limitless stars, always in search of some mighty power which could enrich and sustain life. How sure this instinct is, we shall learn as this transcribed message of dynamic power unfolds. For out of the chasm of the void has come the surging strength of the new conception of the God realm, a message of peace, happiness, an abundance of material and spiritual blessing. Time after ageless time, the constellations have wheeled in their orbits, and always the power of the mighty God law has been present, ready to supply mankind with all that the heart holds dear. But the way had not yet been opened. Today, we bring you the actual voice of Dr. Frank B. Robinson, the humble drug clerk to whom the secret of the God law has been made plain. Through an application of its principles, Dr. Robinson has risen to become a preeminent psychologist, founder of the new scientific teaching, Psychiana, and teacher and friend to thousands in all corners of the globe. He speaks to you today, inviting you to attune yourself with the dynamic principles which can make your life over and give you everything you would have. You will now hear Dr. Frank B. Robinson in person.
I do not know how preeminent a man I may have become. I assure you, if I have, it has not been of my seeking. I am far more interested in you than I am in myself, because no man can experience the power of the great invisible cosmic God realm without experiencing a heart-throbbing desire to tell others. I know, too, that sooner or later, light must be thrown on the situation or the candle will go out. It may be difficult for you to grasp what I mean by a dynamic power, which you can direct upon your own problems. But this power does exist, has always existed. It is as real as radio or electricity. All that is needful is that you use it. And I say this especially to a listener in Flint, Michigan, who has written me this letter. Dear Dr. Robinson, I am in serious trouble. One of life's greatest problems is facing me, and I think you will be able to guide me in working out the solution. My husband, who is a mechanic, has never made a decent living. We have had serious disagreements. I cannot make him see my way. He scoffs at my beliefs, yet I know he needs the truth as much as I do. I want so much to be able to show him the mighty operating law. But his mind does not run that way. I know that if he could once feel the way I do about the God realm, we could work out of our difficulties and straighten out our financial problems together. Isn't there something I can tell him that will satisfy his thoughts about this, so that we will both be happier? I can feel that these laws are true, but he wants proof. Thank you, Dr. Robinson, in advance. I am sincerely B.K. My dear Mrs. K., I'm very glad indeed that you came to me with your problem, because I feel absolutely certain that I can help you out and do it very easily. You state that your husband is a mechanic, and that makes my task all the easier, because I know that certainly he will be interested in what I'm going to say to you now. Perhaps the greatest discovery of the past decade is the discovery of the cosmic ray. Professor Millikan of the California Institute of Technology has done more to throw light on these great rays than any other one man. There is a lot we do not know about them yet, but there are some things we do know, and those things we do know are mighty important. Now it is a definitely established fact that these cosmic rays permeate the entire interstellar space. No one knows where they originate, nor does anyone know why they are there. We do know, however, that these rays are bombarding this Earth every second of the day and night with an energy of more than 15 million volts. Now, Mrs. K, ask your husband to study over that statement for a little while. It isn't theory. It is a definitely proven fact that these cosmic rays do, even at this moment as I am speaking to you, bombard this Earth with an energy of over 15 million volts. You saw in the newspapers recently where Professor Picard went into the stratosphere with his balloon solely to examine and discover more about this great cosmic ray. Personally, I have heard these rays clicking in an electric light globe, so there's no question whatever about their existence. Now, think this over. These rays exist. They fill all space, even out yonder, billions of light years away. They are even in the very air we breathe. So, you are practically living in the middle of an ocean of cosmic energy that permeates all space. No man alive can state that this is not the truth. Now, let us suppose for just one moment that these electrical or cosmic rays, whichever you choose to call them, might be thinking rays. Then what? Would not that prove that we live in an atmosphere and in a universe which is filled and charged with cosmic energy? Of course it does. Sir James Jeans, the famous English scientist, claims that these rays are emanations from a universe which is disintegrating, while Professor Millikan states that the rays are emanations from a universe which is building up. Personally, I lean to the latter theory. I believe very definitely that there is in the atmosphere all around us, permeating all space, a great cosmic intelligence which is there for our absolute use and disposal. Look at the building in which you reside. What was it originally? Where did it come from? It first originated in the mind of the architect. He first drew a mental picture of the finished structure. Then he transferred that mental image to a piece of paper and a blueprint was made of it. That piece of paper was handed to the builder and the contractor, and they in turn laid brick upon brick, stone upon stone, exactly in accord with the mental image the architect had in the first place. That isn't hard to see, is it? Now let us suppose that every created thing first had its origin in this unseen cosmic realm. Do you not see what a stupendous power that puts into your hands and mine? Suppose it is possible for you and for me to draw a cosmic mental picture, we will say, of the very things we need and leave it then for the cosmic realm to bring them into existence. Do you not see how correct my theory of the realm of God really is? Of course you do. And you must see, you must know, that this very moment you are existing, day by day, in a realm of infinite power that is capable of bringing into existence every right desire of your life.
This revolutionary conception of universal law that Dr. Robinson has just told you about is but an illustration of the tremendous scope of Psychiana, a power which you can use to accomplish any right thing you desire. Knowingly or not, great men of all ages and times have made use of the pulsating radiant power of the God realm, the cosmic impulse, which can help irresistibly toward any end. Now the way has been made plain for you. You can, by an application of the principles of Psychiana, attain material and spiritual richness beyond your dreams. Listen to the testimony of one man who has learned only a little part of this great philosophy, a man in Holland. Dr. Robinson, last week I happened to read your book, The Secret of Realization. Being myself a literary man, sworn translator, English, German, and French, and an ex-secretary to the late William J. Stead during the Second Peace Conference at The Hague in 1907, I can state that you have not only shown a clear understanding of the living God and of the cosmic ray, but you have made others catch it also. As you, I also am a son of a minister, and though my father was a modernist, I never felt satisfied and have been a searcher for the truth for many long years. Your message is a wonderful revelation to me. Signed, W.J.M. If you would achieve a spiritual kinship with this new power Dr. Robinson has just told you about, write to him now. His mission in life is to spread the ability of men to use these cosmic powers of the God realm so that unhappiness and want may be forever banished from the earth. Anyone, no matter how humble he may be, no matter how great his burden, can use Psychiana to bring about the peace and abundance of material and spiritual riches, which is the right of every human being. A simple letter to Dr. Robinson can change your life from defeat to triumphant victory. Just write to him, mentioning the station to which you are listening, either to his home in Moscow, Idaho, or in care of this station. And he will send you free a 6,000-word treatise telling of the dawn of Psychiana. In addition, you will receive a large photograph of Dr. Robinson seated at the console of his own pipe organ in the palatial home, which is but one of the material blessings he has received through the application of the God law. Feel free to write to him about your problems, your desires. He's willing and eager to help you, and he can help you, for the great universal laws of the God realm cannot fail. Dr. Robinson will now leave with you a few parting thoughts. Ponder on them. Carry them with you until the next time the voice of this great religious leader reaches you.
Would you perish of thirst with a crystal fountain flowing close at hand? Would you starve before a banquet table? Will you continue to live meagerly, meanly, when the way is open for you to enjoy life's full richness through the abiding, eternal, transcendent power of the God realm? Let me help you. I can show you the way to all in the world you want, to new happiness through the cosmic power that has been revealed.
Remember the address, Dr. Frank B. Robinson at Moscow, Idaho, spelled M-O-S-C-O-W, or write in care of this station.